Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lui Nishmas Arm Yaakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Shavuos Daf Vov. The Gemara Amud Beis wants to bring an example of two different hierarchies, two different kings. The one is more important than the other, and each one has his own viceroy. The Gemara brings an example, Rav Omar Kegun Shvur Malko VeKesar. Shvur Malko is the king of Persia, of Paros, and Caesar is Caesar, the king of Rome. Rapapa asks Ravo, who's the greater one? Talk about two kings, one is the greater than the other. Is the king of Persia greater than the king of Rome? Or the king of Rome is greater than the king of Persia? Omar Lay, so Ravo tells Rapapa, Bechurshe Kochile? Rashi explains that you're hiding in the forest, you don't know what's going on in the world. Puk Chazi Tivo de Mansagi Balmo. Go check out who is more stronger in the world. Of course, Rome is stronger than the Persians. So it comes out of this Gemara, there's a little discussion between Rav and Rapapo. Who is the greater kingdom? Is it Rome or is it Persia? This discussion echoes a discussion in another Gemara, because the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Yud Amud Aleph, brings a machlokes that there's two malchus that will be until the end of the days. As the Gemara have the Zohar Daf Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara speaks about the different umos that come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end of the days and give their complaints and give their tainus why they should get rewarded to Olam Habo. So the Gemara brings the two malchus that come is Rome and Persia, and then other nations come. Says the Gemara, why we specifically spoke about Rome and Persia, about Roimi and Paras? The two kingdoms that will last until the time of Mashiach, it's Rome and Paros. Says the Gemara in Yuma that we just mentioned, who is going to be the one who in the end of the day wins? There will be a fight, there will be a war between Roimi and Paros. And the Machlekes of the Gemara, who's going to be the winner? One of the Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, in the name of Yudah B'Rebbe Eloi, Atida Roimi Shetipo B'Yad Paros. Rome will be conquered by Paros. And then on the Rav, Atida Paros Shetipo B'Yad Roimi. Two opinions. Who is going to be the greater Malchus when the time the Mashiach comes? Will be Rome or will be Paros? And Ein Maharal and Netzach Yisroel, Perek Chof Aleph, explains it a little bit. Apidarkoi, why Dafka? There's a four Malchus, Dalid Malchus we have in the world. And two of them are going to continue until the time of Mashiach. Because they're connected, the Yamin and Smol, the right and left, the Yamin and Smol, two straight lines, they go on until you get to the end of the days. That's what the Maharal explains. But says the Maharal, only one of them could be, at the end of the days, the one who's the number one that conquers the world. It cannot be that there will be two Malchus. The Maharal explains a little bit. He says, can be, there will be both, because each one has a different pchino. Could be as a pi derech that we say, so one of them will be greater than the other. So mashma, this is mamash fitting to our Gemara, the discussion between Rapapa and Rava, who is the greater Malchus? Is it Paras or is it Rome? It's the chur mamash, the machlokes that we have in Maseches Yuma. And this is very negiah to us today, because there is another inyan, what the Maharal there in Netzach Yisroel Perek Chof Aleph brings, and that is a discussion, what about Malchus Yishmael? What about the Ishmaelim, the Arabs? Is that a Malchus? Is that one of the four Malchias that Avraham Avinu saw in Bris Ben Hapsoim? There's merumos all over the Torah. It's a Machlokes Rishonim, as the Ramban, in Bamidbar, Perek Chof Dal, Pasuk Chof Aleph, he brings that discussion. Who is the Malchus Arevis? Who is the fourth Malchus? So the Ramban tells us the fourth Malchus is Malchus Roimi, Malchus Edom. That's the Malchus. It's Esav. He says, even though the Evin Ezra tells us that the Malchus Arevis is Yishmael, he says that's because the Evin Ezra suffered so much from the Arabs. But they're not the Malchus Arevis. I ain't shaman the Ramban what he speaks about. So the Maharal addresses it. And the Maharal in the beginning goes look at the Ramban and says that Yishmael is not Malchus Revis. It's a separate thing. It's a, we spoke about in a different shir, there may be in between the Malchus and Am Yisrael. But then the Maharal comes within his deher, with his Mahalach. And the Maharal says that the Malchus Yishmael, it goes together with Malchus Paras. Paras, the Persians, and the Arabs go together. Maral explains each one of the malchus has his own significance, its own mahalach, he has his own character. Is that the characteristic of every malchus is different. Paros and Yishmael are very similar, so they consider it to be one malchus. And the Maral concludes and says, "Dava yiduahu, ki malchus paros or malchus Yishmael hem doimim v'shavim b'nyaneim u'behana griseim." They're very, very similar. And this we can see here in this world. Look around. We have the malchus of Edom, of Esav, that they're one malchus, one hanaga, Western civilization. And then we have the Arabs and Iran and the Persians that they're going another mahalach and they belong together to another tav malchus. And according to the Maharal, these are the two malchuyos that are going until the time of Mashiach. And there's a discussion who will be greater. So Mefesh, a Gemara, and Yumo, and a hidden discussion that we have over here in Shavuos, who is greater, Roimi or Paras? Anyone who wants to join Shomashav email us, what's the group? Please email shomashav@gmail.com.